This is Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report. On today's show, we have Ari Goretzky, a researcher at ESET. Hi, Ari. Thanks for being here.
Always a pleasure.
So recently, I guess Yale University exposed about 43,000 social security numbers of faculty, students, staff, etc. Can you tell us a little bit more about this and how it happened?
Well, there's not a lot of information available, but it seems that Yale was storing this information in public on an FTP server. FTP is short for File Transfer Protocol, and it's a technology used to transfer files across the internet, used largely before web servers were available. Many companies, businesses, individuals use FTP servers, and they're usually not a cause for concern or alarm. In this case, it looks like Yale actually stored information for these 43,000 people on an FTP server and left it in plain sight where it could be indexed by search engines. And that's exactly what happened. Google started adding FTP servers to its search index results, and lo and behold, someone found this file.
So, I mean, this sounds like it was really bad practice. Is that true?
Well, it's certainly not good to ever have sensitive, personally identifiable information about yourself on the internet. In this case, we're talking about social security numbers, which are kind of the building block, at least in the United States, for someone's identity. And this really makes those 43,000 people a little less secure as the building block for generating an identity of them has just been released onto the internet.
I mean, so obviously the faculty, the students, et cetera, I mean, they don't have any control over this. I mean, what can they do, if anything, to protect their data when it's in the hands of someone else?
That's a great question. First of all, it's not really clear if anyone found this information and used it to do anything malicious. No doubt the file has long since been removed, and Google is scrubbing their search index records so that it won't be available in their cache. But once a person's social security number is out, they may want to take several steps, including notifying the credit reporting bureaus to watch out for suspicious activity, notifying their credit card companies and other financial institutions of the same thing. They may even need to contact the Social Security Administration to request a new social security number.
So, I mean, this leads kind of to a larger issue as well. I mean, with everything being revolved around both the internet and technology these days, I mean, when banks and other organizations have your information, I mean, there's really nothing that the consumer can do other than trust or hope that that organization is following the right security protocols. I mean, is there any other steps they can take, or at that point, is it really out of their control?
Well, security is always a matter of managing risk. In this case, people have to decide how much risk they are at. Unfortunately, due to the lack of information, it's difficult to say if they're at high risk or at low risk. People can take steps to use the computer securely by making sure they use complex passwords, which can't be easily guessed or cracked. They can make sure that they run antivirus software or anti-malware software to protect their computers against threats like keyloggers and trojans, which may capture sensitive information like bank login credentials and social security numbers. But at the end of the day, when the information is out of your hands, you have to rely and trust on those other organizations who have access to the data, that they're not going to do anything wrong, either intentionally or, as was the case with this, unintentionally.
Now, obviously, this wasn't the case of any sort of breach or malicious hack, but with the recent amount of data breaches between Citigroup and Epsilon and others, do you think that consumers and I guess internet users are becoming less trustworthy of these organizations that hold their data, or more concerned for that matter?
That's an excellent question, and it's really hard to say. At some level, people become fearful, may become fearful of these organizations. On the other hand, these kinds of events are becoming so pervasive that people might actually start becoming, for lack of a better term, immunized. They're used to hearing about breaches, and they immediately discount or ignore them because the previous one didn't affect them, not knowing that it's this one or the next one that happens that does, that causes them to lose their life savings.
Well, Ari, as always, thanks so much for telling us a little bit more about this particular incident. And for additional tips on how to keep your data safe, feel free to visit the ESET blog. Or if you have any specific questions, you can email the ESET research team at askeset@eset.com. You can also follow and like ESET on Facebook for the latest news and tips. This has been Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report.